This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Details are coming out about a potential election security breach in Elbert County. The clerk there made copies of election equipment hard drives and gave them to outside lawyers. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Elbert County Clerk Dallas Schroeder told the Secretary of State's office that he made the copies last summer to preserve files before a software update. He then gave copies of the data to two lawyers, in part because he feared they would be seized by the state. A false election conspiracy theory claims that the company that makes Colorado's voting equipment rigged the 2020 presidential election. No court has ever found evidence of that. The Secretary of State says she is talking to lawyers at the Attorney General's office about possible actions against the Elbert clerk. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Volunteer fire departments could get more state help under a bill that gets its first hearing at the Capitol tomorrow. The measure puts an additional $5 million into grants that departments can use to buy new equipment or get counseling help for their staff. The program gives priority to communities that have lost property tax revenue because of recent wildfires. Plans to turn Cuchara Mountain Park into a year-round adventure park have fallen through. The Colorado Sun reports commissioners in Huerfano County have ended talks recently with investors in Florida, saying it wasn't the right deal for the idle ski area. The county has owned nearly 50 acres at the base of the former ski resort since 2017. In Colorado Springs, it's 48 degrees. In Denver, 37. Front range highs will be in the 50s this afternoon, then into the 30s tomorrow. This is CPR News.